faster than a speeding bullet.
I'm a superhero.
More powerful than a locomotive.
I'm a superhero. That's who I am.
Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
I'm like a superhero or something.
Hey, I'm a superhero too.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's National Superhero Day.
Your superpowers being the best
morning show.
Come on, it's showtime.
John and Chantel.
Mix 105.1.
Wednesday. Hump. Day.
Yeah.
Weather's changing today.
It's gonna be a good day.
It's gonna be so good. Yes. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm John. That's Chantel. Another day and another Zac Efron news story. I feel like right now he is getting a lot of press because he's filming season two of his travel show. I don't know what you'd call it. Did you watch it?
The water?
Water was one episode, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved it.
I loved it too, and I didn't mind looking at him.
Neither did Jen.
Nobody had a problem. Nobody was complaining.
In fact, I loved the travel show so much, I bought, you know, his buddy Darren, who he travels with? I bought his book.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah.
It was too much for me.
Was it?
Well, he started talking about how, like, you need to reverse osmosis your water, and I'm like, dude, you're rich. I don't have this kind of money.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, you should just go to the farmer's market every day to get your food because it's, you know, farm to table. I'm like, that's great.
But again, I don't have this kind of money.
Yeah, I don't live in a place where that happens constantly.
Yeah, that is one thing. I know, like, in the summertime we have the farmers markets, but in the wintertime,
there's some that go on, like, inside venues. Okay. At least they used to before the pandemic. Yeah. And I know you can get, like, those vegetable boxes sent to your house.
Yeah, like I used to do, what was Winder Farms?
I think that's what we used to do too. Yeah.
Yeah. It gets expensive though.
So anyways, you're talking about Zac Efron being attractive.
Oh yeah.
Well, he appeared on an online special called Earth Day the Musical. And he didn't look like himself. I don't know if you've seen the new Zac Efron, but
right now.
Go ahead and Google like Zac Efron new look, because he's put on some muscle. And that he looks great. I mean, honestly, he's Zac Efron. But his face has a different shape. And people this week have been comparing his face to Handsome Squidward from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Let's see.
Okay, so go ahead and maybe Zac Efron Squidward. Maybe that's what you should.
I'm confused. Why is his face so wide?
Well, it looks like he's done some type of maybe Botox or like some fillers in his cheek
jawline
area. Yeah. Because
it's a bad picture. Hold on.
And it could just be that he's just bigger now. My face has changed over the years. Like,
oh my gosh, though. Look at this.
Okay, now you're just showing me shirtless photos of Zac Efron. Bye.
Oh. No, okay. No. Let's see.
You know, a lot of people, though, are saying, hey, be nice to Zac Efron because we don't know what's going on in his life.
No, we don't.
And someone did point out that, like, you know, a lot of people were giving Chadwick Boseman a hard time that he was losing all this weight. And then they found out he had
sick
cancer.
Yeah.
Right, but no one knew at the time.
No, he is literally, I don't know.
All right, I've lost Chantel to shirtless photos of
did
Zac
he get
Efron.
Like,
so that's where I'm at now. It's going to be quite
Here's
the Wednesday.
The thing. He still looks great.
Yes, I know.
He does.
He looks better with more weight on him.
He looks like he widened his jaw. Like, he looks like Gaston.
He did something with his chin. That's what it looks like, at least.
Yeah, it's his chin.
I did not expect to spend this much time talking about Zac Efron.
But also, no, because, he's always had that big wide chin.
I don't, maybe we'll try to get like a comparison up there.
I'm going to go with he put on weight.
Okay, there you go.
But good weight. It's all good weight.
It's our Zac Efron break of the day.
My favorite thing to do is go somewhere when I don't know anyone and just talk to people. Yeah. I love meeting new people and talking to people I have nothing in common with, telling them all about me, learning about them.
You're a talker.
Yeah, it's just like a hobby.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, Tyler doesn't feel the same way.
Uh-huh.
He hates talking to new people. He's like, I don't want to talk to them. And he's cranky, and I'm like, come on, it's fun. Anyway, well, I have four ways to talk to someone that you have nothing in common with.
Okay, so
these are tips and tricks that I use as well.
So are these with people I already know I don't have anything in common with, or people I've just never met before?
People you've never met before. You have
okay,
no idea.
So I don't know what to get into. I'm curious to see if I do any of these, because I'll tell you, unlike you, I'm like you and I'm not like you in this sense. I don't enjoy going to places and talking to new people, but if I have to,
you're all in.
I can do it.
Oh, yeah.
I can do it.
Okay, so here's the first step you got to do.
Okay.
You walk into that party.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know anybody.
Yep.
Well, you need to assume that every single person in that room is the most interesting person you've ever met. So immediately you're like, that guy could be a billionaire. That person's famous. This, that, you know what I'm saying?
Go in with that mindset.
Go in with the mindset that every single person in that room is the most interesting person you've ever met. That way, you're more curious to like talk to them and get to know them because you want to learn about them.
Yeah, and if you're thinking, oh, I'm about to talk to a billionaire, you're
like,
going to be more into that conversation.
Absolutely. Because you don't want to find out they're interesting halfway through the conversation because the first half of the conversation, you weren't even listening.
I've been to a party once where I found out that one person I didn't talk to had like the most interesting job. I can't remember what it was now. Mm-hmm. And I was upset the whole drive home that I get to talk to the one person with the job I wanted to.
Yeah.
Said I was talking to the CPA the whole time.
Yeah, you were. Okay, then you need to be a very good listener. As much as we like talking about ourselves, the best thing you can do is let them talk to you and you just take it all in. Soak it in. You're just like, Because from that, they're going to say something that sparks and you're like, we have something in common. And then you can start a real conversation.
So you're just getting as much information to find the common ground.
Yep. You got to find the common ground. Be a good listener.
I say if you ever want someone to say like, oh, I met someone great at a party, if you're the good listener, because everyone wants to talk about themselves. That's just the truth. We all want to talk about ourselves. So if you ask questions to that person, they're going to walk away thinking they had a great conversation with you. Mm-hmm. Even though you gave almost nothing back. You were just a listener.
Yep, you're a good listener. Mm-hmm. Be willing to share and get personal. It's a person you've never met.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's a person you've never met before. You might never see them again. So this is your chance to basically...
No.
What's the Confession Wednesday?
Yeah, we're doing it today.
Confession Wednesday. So confess to this person.
No way. Yep. I don't want to be sitting... I'm going to be sitting there. I'll be like, hey, what's up? I'm John. This guy, what's up? I'm Matt. Having an affair, I've been going on for 3 years. I don't need to hear that while I'm at the party.
But then
I don't need that story. I don't need that life.
Yes, you do, because you're gonna get in the car and be like, Jen, I just had the most interesting conversation. But if the guy's like, hey, my name's Bob and I work at, you know, this law firm.
Great. I have so many questions for you.
And then
let's
you'll be like
keep on the surface.
Oh, I don't know. I met a lawyer, like it's fine. Not holy cow, I met this guy.
I'm
like,
Kyle. I've killed 3 people in my life. I don't want to know that kind of thing.
But think of the story.
Killer Kyle? No one wants to know Killer Kyle.
I'm just saying, be prepared to get personal. Then, number 4, and this is something that I'm really good at. Come prepared. Know where you're going and possibly who's going to be there. That way, you can pre-stalk them on social media.
Oh.
And you can recognize, like, this is her best friend. I should get to know her.
I never do pre-party prep.
Yeah, so like even before, so it's kind of like before I go to work.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to share all my secrets, but before I go to work, business to business, so with bridal stores, I will look up the bridal store. I will save pictures of the people who own it. So then when I see them at stuff, I know, that's Jessica. She owns this store. I'm going to go talk to her.
I can tell you the label reps for the record companies, for the music we play, like when they call us, I can tell they've stalked my social media before calling.
Yeah, because even though we know,
I still enjoy it.
It just makes it, more interesting. So if you do your research, you know what kind of people are going to be there.
Yeah.
And for me, if I know what kind of people are going to be there, I know how to pick my outfit. I know all the things. And I'm the most prepared how to talk to someone that I have nothing in common with.
We got another DM. We said that if you ever have any kind of issues, if you need some advice, just reach out to us. We're happy to give you our opinion. In no way can it be right, especially if it comes from me, but that's okay.
Don't trust anything John says ever. Just do the opposite.
I was saying on the show yesterday that sometimes I share with my wife the opinion that I give to people, and she'll look at me in horror that I've given that point of view. She's like, that's the worst idea you could give to someone.
Yes.
So that's where I'm at. But this message says, my son is a really good baseball player. He plays on one of those travel teams and will probably be a starter on the high school team next year as a sophomore. Okay.
That's awesome. All right. Wow.
That's not the problem. I've been secretly dating his travel team coach for over a year and a half.
Secretly dating because you're married to his dad or secretly dating you're single?
He has no idea that the relationship is going on. I assume she's talking about her son. I want to keep it a secret until I know where the relationship's going.
Yeah,
it's been a year
sense.
And a half, though. Don't you think the relationship you should know?
Okay, yeah.
My son is very close to his dad. I'm guessing they're split.
Split, okay.
He comes to all the games. He's very supportive. He pays for all the training, teams, travel. So if this becomes public, there's going to be this weird triangle where I'm dating my son's coach and his father is close to him too because of baseball. I know my ex would be furious if he knew the truth and this could hurt my son. But my boyfriend is talking about making a life together and is tired of hiding our relationship. It's a mess. I've thought about ending the relationship, but then it becomes weird with my son's coach. I've thought about going public, but then it gets really weird because my son and his coach and his dad. Help me.
This is why from the beginning, you just don't keep secrets.
Mm.
Like, her son's old enough. It's not like a little kid and she's trying to protect.
Right, like the whatever the kid's belief is of the family or whatever.
It's like, no, he's in high school. Mm-hmm. He can deal with like, hey, my mom's single. She's obviously dating people.
Yeah.
And so it's hard because when you have this culture of secrecy, then you get into these issues.
I guess I bet to me, I read this and I think it's not the son. She's afraid of what the ex dynamic.
Yeah, like is the dad going to be like, you need to switch teams or like.
Can I tell you though, no matter what, when you have an ex, there is always the possibility of drama. Let me tell you from someone who grew up in a split household. There was an issue at Thanksgiving this year between the two families. Like it doesn't end. Like sometimes it ends great. And if so, that's awesome. I will say that Jen's
Even
parents
if it
split.
Ends great,
and they're
there's
great.
Always hard days.
Yes, that's a great way to put it.
Like, it's never all roses, because if it was all roses, then you'd maybe still be together.
Yeah. So I go like, okay, so what? You break up with this coach, someone who you obviously like a lot, because you don't want this run-in with your ex-husband. But guess what? Your next boyfriend, you're going to have a run-in with your ex-husband anyways, right? Like, that's how it's going to go. At some point, you're going to date someone, just like your ex-husband's going to date someone.
Yep.
And you're going to have to deal with that. And your son's going to have to deal with that as well.
Yeah, I just think in the past year, have learned that communication, just always communicating, it makes things easier.
And if you think it's been hard now, if you keep this a secret any longer,
it's going to get harder.
Like Chantel just said, the secret's just, you got to stop.
They're going to be like, wait, you have this whole relationship and you guys are already ready to get married?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
I don't know this person yet like this.
Yeah, no. Yes.
You're right.
Yep.
So if we helped at anything, it's pull the Band-Aid. Get the secret out. Yeah,
get it
do
out.
That. It's time for Nerd News.
I can't. Okay, give it to me.
A micro edition of Nerd News. So I just got a few cool stories that I found this week. I thought I'd put them together. I wanted to follow up because I've been talking about the tiny Mars helicopter for the longest time now. If you remember right, we have the new rover up there on Mars. And I was telling you that they actually have like this helicopter on it. Or a drone is another way to put it. And it finally had its first flight after a few of the flight missions were scrubbed. And it's the first powered controlled flight on another planet. So people have actually been comparing this to the Wright brothers.
Wow.
And I didn't realize this, and this is why I'm sharing the story. There is a piece of the Wright brothers plane on board that helicopter.
Get out.
Yeah.
Like they reused some nuts and bolts?
They just kept, I don't know if they put it inside or what they did, but they wanted to like pay tribute.
Yeah, to the first flight.
Yeah.
On Earth and the first flight. That's so cool.
NASA even named the spot where it happened Wright Brothers Field. So they have their name on Mars now.
Okay.
I just love that story so
much. Yeah, that's so cool.
Researchers at Purdue created the whitest paint ever. It reflects 98.1% of light. If you go, well, what does that mean? The previous record was 95%. So it's success.
Wow.
So when you walk into a room, you're like, wow.
That's white.
That is really white. I think my wife would like that color in her kitchen.
Yeah.
She's like, I want it whiter.
More white.
And finally, there's tons of T-Rex news this week. In fact, University of Arkansas, they now believe that Tyrannosaurus rexes hunted in packs.
Huh.
Like, that's their new theory from where they found some skeletons. Everyone thought they were kind of like by themselves.
Yeah.
A lone wolf.
Yeah.
But it turns out they might have just been pack hunters like, you know, like lions or anything else.
Man, that's a big pack. Like, think of how much space that would take up.
That's a lot of food every day.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're feeding a Tyrannosaurus Rex, I watched this great documentary.
What, Jurassic Park?
Called Jurassic Park. No. it's this new one that I think was on Disney Plus, but it's about the orcas.
Okay,
and Sigourney Weaver, she's the narrator, and they talk about how they have, like, the one woman who hunts for all of the orcas for the whole pod.
Wow, and then she brings it back.
But it's like 40-something stingrays a day she has to catch to feed everyone because there's so many and they're so big.
My goodness.
So think about that for T-Rexes.
Wow.
Like how many you have to kill every day. Also, a team in Amsterdam found out that Tyrannosaurus Rexes were slow. They walked very slow.
I mean, they're huge.
Yeah. So, you know, Jurassic Park, when we see them so fast, they're no longer thinking that. And a study at Berkeley estimated that about 2.5 billion of them have roamed on our planet. Not all at once, but over about 127,000 generations. So they were around a lot longer than we thought. So
that is so cool.
That's nerd news. Later on in the show, coming up at 7:30 today, we'll have your 7:30 second date update. And because of that, I have found the top 10 best breakup lines. And I'm going to read them to you, and then I want to, of course, hear yours. So you can start texting us at 844-649-1051. Have you ever used a breakup line before?
No.
You're thinking about it as if possibly?
I don't think so.
Over the years? I will tell you that I have not, unless I'm trying. You know, I'm a big fan. Back in the day when I was a single man.
Yeah.
No one would do one of the stupid, cheesy pickup lines like me because it was an icebreaker.
Uh-huh.
And if you can do it right.
Okay, give me one.
I'll share with you my okay. favorite one that was my go-to. This was my, hi, I got a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much a polar bear weighs?
No.
Just enough to break the ice. Hey, I'm John.
Oh my gosh.
Work 90% of the time. 90%. You got to hold it. You got to hold it and stand there.
Oh my gosh.
So I love a cheesy line. Makes so me laugh.
Okay, wait, what were your breakup lines then?
So the breakup lines, you know, if you're just trying to make people laugh. So
it's not you, it's me, like that.
Right,
yeah.
But these are funnier. Like, raise your hand if you have a boyfriend. Ooh, not so fast. Go ahead and put that hand down.
Like, oh my gosh, if someone did that to me, I would cry. I would just start crying.
I told you how I got dumped by Song.
What?
I got dumped to the song Usher's Burn in college.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, can you play Burn?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Grab it.
I had a girlfriend in college who sat me down and said, I need you to listen to lyrics, which by the way, I never do to songs.
No,
so,
you like, actually are in, you can't.
I really can't.
It's like a mental illness.
It is. And, I feel like this is coming to an end. Since it's coming to an end, right into it.
Let it go now.
Let it go.
And hold on, it hurts you.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I gotta let it burn.
It's gonna burn for me to say this. It's been a long time coming.
And you guys just sat there and cried? Or?
No, she plays the song for me. The whole thing, right? Trying to pass
you
the message.
You listened to 3.5 minutes.
I listened to the whole thing, and at the end I go, yeah, cool song. I didn't listen to the lyrics. I had no clue what she was trying to tell me.
And then she was like, John, it's over.
Get out of my house. Yeah.
And she's crying because she actually thinks you're
she
listening.
She thinks I'm just like, well,
oh my
I
gosh.
Guess it's a fine. I like Usher. Yeah. So there you go. This is my. we're doing bad breakup lines. I must be going blind because I can't see you anymore.
Oh my gosh. Can you give me another one?
You're like my anchor. You do nothing but weigh me down.
Oh, ouch. That hurts.
I got a new nickname. I'm calling myself Han because you're solo.
Oh, my gosh.
No?
Do people actually do this? Like, this text in if somebody has actually said something like this to you to break up, and that was it. Because, like, if I broke up with someone, it was, like, a conversation with tears.
I want the lines.
And the whole thing. There was no comedy.
Play the song. That's what you got to do. One man's trash is another man's treasure. And I hope you find someone who treasures you.
I had a guy tell me once, like, he was like, I'd rather spend more time with my family than you.
Oh. Oh. You picked his mom over you? That's what I heard. Yeah. You know what? You dodged the bullet on that one.
Yeah.
I think it's time we take our relationship to the previous level.
Single?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. These hurt. I don't know that I was prepared for this today. I feel like you're breaking up with me.
Are you in a tunnel? Because we're breaking up. No?
Oh my gosh.
I think it's about time we cancel our gym membership. We're not working out anymore. Stupid.
Well, then I would be like, oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't catch that.
Like, you don't want to work out? Like, I'm confused.
You know, if you take the L out of lover, it's over.
Oh my gosh, it is.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I would rather adjust to your absence than be continually annoyed by your presence.
Oh my gosh.
That is brutal.
Some of these are really mean.
In honor of today's 7:30 second date update, the top 10 best breakup lines. We want to hear yours. All right, it's been a very honest and brutal morning.
I know you're not breaking up with me.
You feel like it, though.
But I feel like it. Like, I feel like I'm being attacked this morning.
I love pickup lines, and I love breakup lines. To me, they're corny, and they make me laugh, and we want to hear yours. I just read my top 10 favorite. In honor, since today, later on the show, we'll do the 7:30 second date update. These are your texts. You look like a tasty snack, but I'm going on a diet.
My goodness. No. This is hard.
We need to cover more ground, so we should split up. That's stupid.
That is so dumb.
Someone wrote this to me in high school. This is not a joke. This is what the text says, okay?
I'm ready. Well, I don't know. I might be ready.
I don't know. Roses are red. Violets are blue. Trash is dumped.
And so are you.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That hurts. I hate this.
My friend and I used to always joke about saying this to our boyfriends. We never did. Are you a New Year's resolution? Because we stopped working out after the first 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I've never had the guts to use this one, but I've wanted to. Are you a Star Wars sequel? Because I never want to see you again.
I don't get it.
Because the Star Wars sequels were bad, and you never want to see him again. And so you never want to see...
But everybody loves Star Wars.
They like the first ones. The new ones people didn't like as much. Oh. Not the newest one. There was a whole generation of Star Wars movies you probably never saw.
I've seen them all.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you know the ones with Hayden Christensen?
I don't know who that is.
Do you know the ones with Ewan McGregor?
I don't know who that is.
You know the ones with Liam Neeson?
He's in there?
See, I told you, you didn't see those ones.
I must have fell asleep.
I used this once back in high school. Are you an astronaut? Because I need some space.
Oh my gosh.
Guys, love this list. Here's one that I've heard. Hey, baby, is your name Delta? Because I spent the last 45 minutes waiting for you to take off.
No, wait, that's so true. Delta, just leave on time. Just start leaving on time. I saw a meme the other day, and it was a picture of, like, I-15.
Yeah.
And it said, I missed the part of the pandemic where there was no traffic.
Jen and I were talking about this exact thing.
It's like, oh, if I still have to wear masks, then I, you know, I don't want traffic. Or, you know what I'm saying? There was, like, little things in life that just made it easier with everything else we were dealing with.
There was a time during the pandemic I had to come into the studio.
Yeah, you could get here in like 25 minutes.
Yeah, and I brought the family and we were driving back on I-15 because everyone was home.
Yeah.
There was not another car.
Mm-mm.
From downtown to Sandy.
Yeah, it's insanity.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. Like, I have a list of 10 things about like traveling that are easier now than before the pandemic. And I just want to throw in the traffic thing there.
Because
that is, to me, just the number one thing about getting around that I'm okay with the pandemic. I'm okay with the pandemic when I go to the grocery store and there's no one there.
One of my biggest things that I'm not looking forward to this year was last year we have a community pool.
Yeah.
But you had to make a reservation to go to it.
Yep.
Everyone in the community hated it. I loved it. Because the pool was never crowded and you were only allowed to be there for 2 hours. Again, I never felt like I wanted to be there longer than 2 hours,
no,
so I didn't have
a
complaint.
Yeah.
But this year they're going back to it's a free-for-all.
And yeah.
I'm not looking forward to going back to that crowded community pool.
Yeah.
I want the reservation system.
Yeah.
I get that.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. When you go on a trip right now, usually when I would go on a vacation, it's like go, 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 go. And you have an agenda and there's like all these things you're going to do. But now you go just because you want to relax, get away.
Yeah.
Sit at the pool.
It's nothing else going on.
Because there's nothing else to do.
We're going to Disney World.
There's no festivals. There's no shows. There's nothing.
And our trip to Disney World, it's like there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
Like we literally can do the park or hang out at a pool.
Yes, exactly. When you're boarding an airplane,
mm-hmm.
finally, they board from the back to the front, the way that it has always needed to be done. Because what freaking happens is when you board from the front or, you know, you board by the cabin, everyone just puts their bags up in the front area and it gets full before the people who have those seats can even fill their...
They want to put them there so on their way out, they don't have to carry the luggage. They can just grab it in the last spot.
Yes.
But you're supposed to put it
above your head.
Yeah.
So now that you board from the back to the front, the plane boards faster. I don't care what they say because you're not waiting on the person to put their stuff in their seat for you to go around them because mm-hmm. they've already done that.
Said it before, I'll say it again. We'll board from back to front, and when we exit, you let the front to back, and you don't run to the front.
Don't run to the front.
Be cool.
It makes me so mad. But now they make the announcement, like, please stay seated until the row in front of you gets up and leaves. And it's amazing. It is my most favorite thing. And now every now and then I'll get on a flight, and somebody still has to dodge to the front. And it's like, dude, we're all going to baggage claim.
Look, I need to use the restroom as much as you. Yes, the last 20 minutes of turbulence scared me.
Yes, but hold it or wear a diaper next time. It's crazy. So that's one thing I love about traveling. Security lines, there's none. There's, like, nobody's at the airport because the flights aren't full.
No, I've noticed that at Salt Lake Airport. Like, it's been so nice going. We have had no issue.
No, none at all. One thing I will say is things that are a little bit more difficult while traveling, getting a rental car.
Are
because
they?
Nobody's Ubering. There's not a lot of Uber drivers. So everybody's renting cars. And I used to always rent a car because in the end, Ubering is always more expensive. Unless you're going somewhere that you, like New York, obviously you would Uber. But like getting a rental car is really hard now. Like you actually have to like reserve it weeks in advance.
There are no Uber cars
now. Because there's no Uber cars.
Yeah.
I took a 2-minute Uber ride while I was in Florida and it was $36.
Because they do all those like price increases if there's not a lot of cars.
From point A to point B, and and I would have walked because you're like 2 minutes. Why didn't you walk? I had so many bags.
Oh yeah.
That I needed to Uber, $30.
No.
Are you kidding me?
That's insane.
But yeah, like traveling right now, I think it's really fun. A lot of people are more accommodating. Like you're not. I know Delta just barely started doing this, but like they were giving away headphones for free.
Yeah.
They're serving drinks again.
Thank you, because I'm going on that flight soon.
I wanted my Crayon Apple.
Good, okay.
And on the way to Florida, they were not. And then on the way home, they had started doing drinks again.
You know what they're doing on our flight for the first time? And we're not used to it. They're selling the middle seat again.
Are they?
Yeah. So in 2 weeks when we go, we had to change our stuff because when we booked it, we had the middle seat open because they weren't doing it at the time.
Correct.
So it would just be like Ella and I. And then all of a sudden they opened it up and I had like a stranger between Ella and I.
Yeah.
So I had to spend 4 hours on the phone with Delta to have them fix that
issue.
Because
what would happen is if you were like, oh, when we get there, I'll ask the guy to switch. They'd be like, no.
Yeah.
I want the middle seat.
I know. Yeah. Who wants the middle seat?
No one ever.
I know. It's your 7:30 second date update, something we've been doing for years on the show. And why? It's because you keep reaching out to us. In fact, I do want to say that if you've DM'd us or sent us a message through our website, mix1051utah.com, I'm sorry if we haven't gotten back to you. We're trying to do as many as possible, but dating is hard for everyone, it seems, because we keep hearing from you like we did from John. What up, John?
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing okay. How about you? How goes it? How was the pandemic and dating life and kind of coming out of it now here in Utah? Has it been okay?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough for sure, but, you know, finally got in the dating scene and thought it was going well, but didn't work out too well.
Okay. Well, let's take a few steps back and walk us through it.
Yeah. So I met this girl, Melissa. I actually met her at my church. It was like this after church function. And we started talking to each other. One thing led to another. We exchanged numbers, talked a little more, and we ended up going out for dinner.
That's kind of cool. You know, like-minded. Like you're on the same page, I assume. You're meeting at church. Like you probably have the same kind of core beliefs and everything. So that could work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, it was super. Like we definitely had a connection. It seemed super natural and. Yeah, went out to dinner. Nothing over the top or fancy or anything. It was just, you know, real nice, real casual. Had plenty to talk about, like you were saying. And, yeah, I feel like we really got to know each other.
Yeah.
And then the idea came up, you know, about going on a second date. And it seemed like we were heading in that direction. But now I can't even get her on the phone.
So you did talk on the date about having date number two?
Oh, yeah. We were, like, making plans for, like, where we were going to go next and everything. And it seemed like she was really into it.
Yeah.
And now it seems like she's totally ghosting me. I mean, I haven't even seen her at church.
Oh, that was my second question, yeah.
She, like, switched
services.
Services.
She's like, oh, I'm not going at 3:30. Never mind.
It's like when people change their time when they go to the gym.
Yeah.
I'll just change my worship.
How long has it been? Like, how many times has she switched church service?
Well, it has only been a week, so okay. You know, it's hard to tell from that.
Okay. During the date, was there a moment as you were chatting with her and your eyes drifted off and you started checking out the waitress who was walking by or maybe another table?
No, of course okay. not. No.
All right. I'm just asking the questions of things we've heard before to make sure, because if we can solve it right now, it's better than bothering Melissa.
Right. But,
okay.
Right.
So obviously we're just trying to get answers at this point on why she would plan a second date and not call you back, correct?
Yeah, that'd be super helpful.
Okay, well, why don't we get Melissa's number? We'll just call her up, and we'll see why she's been ditching you. Cool?
Cool. Thanks so much.
It's your 7:30 second date update. We are helping out John. John met Melissa at church. They were at a church function together. Started talking. Next thing you know, exchanged numbers. Went out, had a nice dinner. John's saying it wasn't fancy, but it was a good dinner. And in fact, during dinner, they were like, hey, we should do this some weekend. And they started making plans for the next date. But since then, John cannot get Melissa on the phone, and she's skipping church at least 1 week, but still.
It's not good. Those bad habits.
Yeah. John, did I get all that right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. We do have Melissa on. She's talking to producer Danny, so I'm going to have Danny just transfer Melissa over. We'll talk to her and just kind of listen in, and let's see what happens, okay?
Sounds good.
Awesome. Hey, Melissa, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So I'm not sure how much Danny told you there when she called you up, but my name's John and Chantel's here as well. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1. Do you have a few minutes for us just to talk?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I promise it won't take up a lot of time. It's just on our show, we help out people who have gone out on a date and they thought the date was going great. But for some reason, you know, they're not hearing back from the other person. You know, they've been what the kids call ghosted. And it seems like you may have ghosted a listener of ours. Do you happen to remember John and your date with John?
Yeah, I do remember John. But why does that matter?
Well, one of the things we do is we try to kind of figure out what happened on the date and then even offer to pay for another date. Would you be interested in another date with John? I mean, we'd pay for the whole thing. You wouldn't have to worry about that.
You know, I really appreciate it, but I can't see myself going out with him again.
Is there
a
particular reason why?
You know, he was a really nice guy, but I think that we just kind of have different obstacles in our life right now. And I just, you know, it just doesn't seem like a good fit.
Like you work on opposite schedules or... Like,
I don't know. This probably isn't appropriate to say, but, you know, when we were talking, I found out that he's a recovering addict. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, if I'm being completely honest with myself, I do not have the capacity for all of that in my life right now.
Honestly, it seems to me like that's pretty good, though, if he's being honest and open with you at the beginning and he's working on, you know, a new path and. So,
like starting fresh.
Yeah, and he's trying to make his life better. So, is that a deal breaker? The fact that you know he's working on himself.
And that's absolutely wonderful. And I'm so thrilled for him that he's doing those things. But you know, it's a disease, right? Like I can't take that on right now. I can't have that around me.
What are you talking about?
Oh, good. So John's here too. Great. Great.
Are you kidding me? I mean, I'm sorry. I don't understand why this is such an issue for you. I mean, I'm working on bettering myself and you're over here trying to penalize me for that?
Well, I mean, look, it's who you are and your experiences and what you've been through deep down, you know, that's always going to be there.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's the fear of relapse, but I mean, I'm doing my best not to have that happen.
And that's great. You know, John, I wish you all the best, but I'm 33 and I don't have time to mess around. I don't have time to play games.
Games? Oh, yeah? You're the one that told me that you take stuff, you know, take pills and stuff when work stresses you out. And I let that go. I have to be the one to stay away from that. And you're the one that brought it up.
I understand, but I don't have a problem. I have it under control, and it is an occasional usage for me, but it's just not, an addiction is a big deal.
I think I'm actually glad I haven't heard back from you if this is how you actually feel.
I mean, look, I tried to just end it, but you know what, you guys, I've had enough of being told how to live my life. I don't need to be bombarded like this, so can I go?
You know, honestly, when we brought back Confession Wednesday, I thought we'd do it once, maybe twice.
No way. People love this. We love telling our airing our dirty laundry when, like, it's anonymous.
Yeah. And so we're doing it again, 844-649-1051. What has been weighing you down? What's on your chest? What do you need to just tell someone, tell the world? And the best part is not have anyone know it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of the problems sometimes when you carry a secret is you push it down deep. And you try to leave it there.
And it always surfaces.
It will.
Yep.
But maybe one way is to let it get out in a slightly different way, and that's by joining us, by texting us. On my side, I got a website. That's where we get your text messages from. It doesn't tell me who you are. It just comes up as like a little bloop. Think as you get a text. Same idea on this website.
Yep.
With whatever you're saying to us, and confess. It could be a secret you're holding for someone else. It could be a secret that you're holding in yourself. It's totally up to you. 844-649-1051. I've never watched a single episode of Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter. I feel disgusting. There you go. There's a confession right
you
off
know
the
what?
Bat.
Don't feel bad.
You don't
I
like-
haven't watched Lord of the Rings, but I've seen some of the Harry Potters. And guess what?
Hmm.
I'm still cool.
You are afraid sometimes to admit that you have not seen all the Harry Potters.
Yeah, because I know that it's cool and like everyone likes it, but here's the thing is you do you, I'll do me.
Right.
And we can all still be a happy family.
Wow. Okay?
That rhymed.
I was going to say, is that lyrics from a song I don't know about? Is that a primary song?
I just wrote it. No. Oh. That should be. I should teach Boone that song.
Oh, okay. So we're going from that. I'll show you the difference when sometimes with Confession Wednesday. Sometimes we get something silly like that, like Harry Potter, right?
Yeah.
And then we get this. My wife has been cheating on me.
Oh, no.
We have two kids.
Oh, no.
She constantly leaves town to visit friends and family. She doesn't know I know. 10 years together, it hits hard, and I'm afraid. And I'm afraid. You need to confront her. If you know, you got to talk to her about it. Because she's not talking about it to you, you need to confront her. And I know you're afraid of what might happen on the other side, but you got to get to the other side. Because one or two things are going to happen.
Well, you're going to stay together, you're going to not.
Exactly. But you know what's worse? Living like this.
Living like, yeah.
Where you know something's happening. And you know. You know. Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah, no. Here's the thing. She's only worrying about herself, so you need to worry about yourself and your children.
Yes.
What is in the best interest of you and then your children?
We talk so much about mental health now on the show, and I love that.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
And I think for you, this is big. This is destroying your mental health.
Nothing that you have done deserves what she's doing to you.
Yeah, exactly. So confront her.
Wow.
Confront her. Confession Wednesday. Back the other side. See, this is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
My confession. I didn't know about the emoji search bar until John said it.
Okay.
I'm 26. It's life-changing. Right? Thank you.
Really?
Did you know this? When you send a text message, for those who don't, I'm going to help you out today so you can be cool like me. And I don't know if you've noticed my emoji game.
It's up. Yeah. Did you know that you don't even have to type it in the search bar, but if you just type the word, it'll pop up as one of the three suggesteds?
I turned off the suggested.
Oh, okay.
So no, I didn't know that though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you go and you want to do the emoji, you can just type in like Santa or star or whatever, and it will pop, a bunch of emojis will show up so you can put them in there.
Mm-hmm.
Change your life, man.
Welcome
Change
to
your life.
John, I'm glad that you made it.
Confession Wednesday. I'm 7 weeks pregnant. And I have a 5-month-old. I'm freaking out, but so excited too.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not telling yet, but it's so hard to keep it to myself. And this is what Confession Wednesday is for.
I'm sorry. Wait.
Go ahead.
7 weeks pregnant.
7 weeks pregnant.
With a
5-month-old.
Okay. I thought you said 5-week-old. And I was like, I am confused.
Liar!
Yeah. Because that would, I mean, miracles happen once in a while.
Right.
But wait, hold on. Let's do some math here.
Okay.
Seven weeks
is about 2 months, right?
It's 2 months with a five. So
3 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
They got busy.
They went for it.
How are you healed? That is my question. I've been there.
I wonder when she says I haven't told anyone. Have you not told your partner yet either? Like, does no one know but us?
Everyone's overwhelmed at
'cause thanks for sharing.
5 months. You're kidding.
Okay. So here's another one. We get a lot of these on Confession Wednesday. I cheated on my boyfriend 9 months into our relationship. We've been together for 2 years and I haven't told him.
Wait.
Ooh, interesting. It eats me up every single day. I can't stop thinking and crying about that horrible decision I made.
Was it like a one-night thing? Was it like a relationship?
What do you think about that? If it's something so far in the past, do you still bring it up or do you let bygones be bygones?
If it keeps coming up, that means she's thinking about it.
It's keep coming up because she's feeling that she's wrong. She's not fantasizing about it. She's feeling bad about it.
Well, then I guess get it off your chest so you can sleep at night.
It's going to ruin the relationship.
No, it won't.
You don't think so? She's been keeping the secret for 2 years now.
Yeah, but if it was just a one-night thing or whatever, he won't care.
Is it always better to tell? That'd be an interesting topic. Like,
yeah.
Let's say 10 years ago in the past something happened. Do you still tell?
Yeah.
I agree. I think you still do because it's not your choice to make. The other person deserves to know, and then they get to choose their life.
If you've been together for 2 years and you're like, yeah, in the very, very beginning, I possibly cheated on you.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Like, we didn't.
We're not as connected as we are now.
And there will be a day or two of just sadness and weirdness, and then you get over it.
You can work through it. We don't have rules on confession.
Here's the thing. We have one rule. What?
We don't judge.
We don't judge.
We try not to judge.
No, here's the thing is that anything me and John do on this show is just for fun.
Yes.
Because this is like just the outlet in life. It's
like
Manifest Monday. Like, come on, y'all. But it's like fun to make a goal and set positive vibes. And then halfway through that work week, hump day, Wednesday, it's like, okay, let it out. What are you struggling with?
Yeah, what are you carrying?
What are you, like, what can you confess that's going to help you, you know, mentally get through the week? What can you confess to just get it off your chest?
This text says, I told my girlfriend and my boss that I'm sick and I think it might be COVID. In reality, I'm fine. I just wanted to stay home and play video games.
And that's fine. Because guess what?
Hmm.
We all love a good COVID excuse.
We all need a mental health day.
And don't tell me that anyone hasn't used it when they didn't have COVID. I mean, I haven't, but I'm not lying.
Right.
I'm
no.
Yeah, no.
My grandma used to call them blue days.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need them. I call them self-care day.
Uh-huh.
I need a self-care day. I'm going to go get my nails done.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to focus on me.
But you know, just especially with the girlfriend, tell your girlfriend you just need a self-care day. Don't lie and say you might have COVID.
If you tell your, okay, here's the deal.
Go ahead.
If you're dating someone
and
you tell them like, hey, I need a self-care day. She's going to look at you and be like, you get me. Like you understand me. Yes, please go.
Yeah.
Go have a self-care day because we want that too.
Yeah. Everyone wants that.
Yeah.
This text says, I told my boyfriend that I'm 22. I'm not. I'm 20. I just wanted to sound older. I'm so glad it was 20. I was afraid it was going to be like under 18.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I don't know what to do. Don't confess anything illegal to me.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what the next step is. I don't want to be in the meeting.
What's our responsibility?
I don't know. And I'm not very responsible. And I don't want a meeting about it.
No,
so
no,
I'm going to throw that out there for Confession Wednesday. I'm sorry. I'll start.
There's two rules. One rule, no judging.
Right.
Two rules, don't disclose anything illegal because we would probably have to judge you, breaking rule number one. And then number three, we would have to figure out how to handle that situation in HR.
So it says, I told my boyfriend I'm 22, I'm 20. I just wanted to sound older. We met online and I haven't had to use my ID yet because of the pandemic. Now that it's over, he wants to go to a bar.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Here's the thing, communication, don't lie, from the beginning.
Oh no.
Set a good foundation.
Find a friend who looks like you who's over 21. Then use your ID. Keep the lie going.
Yeah, that is definitely what you would do.
That's my bad advice
for
you.
That's the worst advice you could give.
I know. I've been telling everyone that I got the vaccine, but I haven't.
I actually know a lot of people.
I'm afraid of the side effects, but my friends are hardcore about it, and I know they wouldn't invite me to hang out if I didn't have one.
But if they all have it, doesn't it?
I have friends like this. I mean, it's so, to me, COVID has become so political, like it's hard even to talk about.
Yeah, it's like, are you in it or are you not in it? And then you can't be friends with the other party, and it's like, I hate it.
Right. And so I don't know. I guess I don't know if you should lie about it, though, because I feel like it's a health thing. No?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Nobody's asking me if I got the chickenpox vaccine.
That's a good point. Yeah, but I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know
hey,
where
John,
this is going to end.
Do you have the measles vaccine?
I believe so. I believe I do.
Well, good. We can continue to hang out. Because if you didn't have it, then we couldn't be friends.
Interesting point.
Couldn't be friends anymore.
I have a husband and a family, but still have feelings for an ex I met 16 years ago. We started talking about 6 months ago.
That's not safe.
Due to complications, we split up a week ago. Interesting you say split up. I really miss him. I don't know why I'm so crazy for him. I wish he would contact me again.
That's called an emotional relationship.
Yeah, because, I mean, this person used the term split up. Like, you were invested in that relationship, right?
Yeah, that's, you know what you need to do. You need to go talk to someone.
Yeah.
Get some therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a new norm.
That's fine.
I guarantee you, you can get over this, but don't try to do it by yourself.
No, get some help.
Yeah.
Confession Wednesday. I haven't liked my best friend in over a year, but I don't know how to break it off.
With your best friend.
We've been friends for 20 years, but we're in just different places in our lives.
Yeah, but you'll meet back up again. Don't burn the bridge. I have best friends that we go in and out and in and out, and we don't ever have like fights and blow up. And it's just like, oh, we're the same. We're not the same. And so it's like.
But what if the one friend still is, it's like, friendships and normal, they're all the same, right? So if the one friend's still really into it and they're calling you every day and you start trying to blow off that friend, that could really hurt the relationship.
Yeah.
What do you do then?
Here's the deal is that when something happens in your life, it's those friends that you maybe don't have a bunch in common with, but you have a history that they are the first ones there for you.
You are so right on that.
I don't know where I'm getting all this wisdom.
I know. You have sage advice today.
Yeah.
We didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday, but I wanted to because there's this woman in Seattle. Her name is Kellis. She had a baby girl.
Okay.
And on Friday, she got the baby's birth certificate, and the hospital messed it up.
No.
Do you remember that process? It's kind of stressful.
Yeah, it is stressful, but what I'm curious about, so like Tyler's mom changed his name like the next day.
What was his name when he was born?
So it was Tyler Douglas.
Okay.
And then she changed it to Tyler Nicholas.
Really?
Yeah, but now his entire life, his birth certificate, instead of just printing a new one, they just stapled an addendum to it with the name change.
That's how it works?
Yeah, at least back, you know, in 1991.
I just remember like Jen and I, because you fill it out while you're still in the hospital.
Yeah.
And it's like, especially with the first kid.
You tripled track 100 times.
We did. And like, we were so tired because, you know, Jen woke up in the middle of the night with her water breaking with Liam and we got there.
Yeah.
It's chaotic.
I wish some of it you could just fill out beforehand. Like I already knew the name.
I want beforehand or even give me a week after. Can I do it at home?
They don't let you leave.
Right.
I know.
And I get it because you need to register every person. Right?
I understand.
But
yeah.
Anyway, she wanted to name her baby Cora. K-O-R-A. But I guess the hospital wrote it down or she wrote it down and it looked like corn with a K. K-O-R-N, which any rockers out there is the way you spell for the band. So I'm sure someone went, oh, so this person must be a big fan. So her baby's legal name is Corn. She tweeted a picture of the mistake. It's going viral. And she's working on getting the name changed.
Oh my gosh.
My stepmom, when she had my sister Caitlin, things are happening. It's chaotic. She actually wrote Caitlin's name both as her first name and her middle name.
Oh, Caitlin.
She's Caitlin.
Even still to this day?
Caitlin Watkins.
You're kidding
me.
Yeah,
they just left it. They find it hilarious and it's just, they've kept it.
Oh my gosh.
No, isn't that silly?
I have a friend that her dad, his name is Michael, but his mom spelled Michael wrong on the birth certificate. Instead of A-E-L, it's E-A-L.
Like oh, okay. Eel. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she never changed it. And so now anytime somebody names their kid Michael in their family, they continue to spell it wrong.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Because it's like the family joke.
Yeah, it keeps going with it.
Yeah.
It's Would You Rather Wednesday. We do this every Wednesday. It's just a way of us to find out what side of the coin we're on. It's a game that I have at home. It's a dinner game that I play with the kids quite often to get them to talk around the table. And now we make up our own as well. So that's why I brought the card game in because Liam likes to make up his. His are mainly fart related.
Yeah, I mean, he's at that age.
Yeah.
It's appropriate.
Oh, my gosh. Even Ella. The two of them together.
Mm-hmm.
Every other joke is, you know, it's just who they are.
Yeah.
So I brought the card game in, and I pull a card, I read it to Chantel, and we try to figure out. So would you rather lose your vision or your hearing? I feel like if I had to choose between the two, I'm with you. Hearing for me. Vision, I think just in life, there's so many more things you have to see for safety reasons even. Or
yeah, like you can be
I know it's
hearing
hard.
Impaired and drive.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, last I checked, I don't think you can be blind and drive.
Not usually. I tend to think, yeah, I'm with you. I'd rather lose my hearing.
Like if I, so like right now, with the way I run my life and do things, mm-hmm. if I lost my hearing, it wouldn't be the end of the world, like to my current universe.
Right.
But if I lost my vision, I wouldn't be able to sew and make the things I do.
It would be the end of my career in radio if I lost my hearing.
That's the thing for you. If mm-hmm. you lost hearing, it would be the end of your universe as you know it right now.
But I think I would just find something new.
But me too. I mean, I also work in radio, but I got other stuff.
Yeah, you get your wedding dress. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You got your fallback plan. Would you rather spend 2 weeks in a psychiatric hospital?
I need to.
Or 1 week in jail?
2 weeks in a psychiatric hospital. Really? For sure. I hear that they have great meals.
Oh, okay.
A nice bed. And quiet time.
This was actually a question. I took it from Liam. He was asking me if I wanted to spend a week at Arkham Asylum, which is the Batman.
Oh, yeah.
A psychiatric hospital. So I kind of just tweaked.
As long as I don't go. Did you watch Nurse Ratched?
No. How was that?
Oh, it's so creepy. On Netflix. If I had to go to that hospital, mm-hmm. I would maybe take jail.
I think I'm choosing jail.
I mean, out of the two of these. I mean, you could meet some interesting people. Again, you know, we talked about how to have conversations with people you have nothing
right.
in common with.
Yeah.
I could meet a lot of people I have nothing in common with.
Fascinating stories
yeah, I'd be like,
along
wow,
the way.
Wait, you know how we talked at the, you were like, what if they say they murdered someone?
Yeah.
That would happen.
Killer Kyle.
In jail.
Killer Kyle would be there. Would you rather have to eat nothing but vanilla ice cream or plain cheese pizza for the rest of your life?
By plain cheese pizza, you mean no marinara, just cheese and bread, so cheesy bread?
No, I mean just cheese. Like you can't have another, just that's your pizza.
That's what I already do that. So, yeah, that one.
I want that because ice cream I think will get old. I know ice cream will get old. I can have pizza every Friday. We've been doing Pizza Friday for 9 years.
Well, and it's like if it was chocolate ice cream, I would do it. But vanilla?
No, lame. Give me the cheese pizza. I've told you how Jen and I have been watching The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
We stopped. We watched like 5 seasons, I think, when it was on like actual TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. We fell out of it for some reason. So we always try to find like a 20-minute funny show to watch before bed. Lighthearted. That's why I stopped watching This Is Us. It was too heavy for me.
I started watching Sister again.
Right. For that reason. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're getting farther along this time. And one of the characters, Howard, on The Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
He's an astronaut. He actually goes to space. He goes to the space station.
Okay.
And if you're rolling your eyes because you watched it, I'm learning this for the first time. And he wanted a nickname. He wanted a cool nickname.
Okay. Like his astronaut name?
Right. He wanted to be called Rocket Man. But it turns out when he was doing like a Zoom call with the other astronauts and he was trying to convince them to call him Rocket Man, his mom yelled if he wants any Fruit Loops. And so he was called Fruit Loop by all of his astronaut buddies. And he hated his nickname.
Oh, that's so
funny. And he hates it now. And it just got me thinking like, not everyone loves the nickname they're given. I always wanted a nickname. I never got one.
I never got nicknames until I started dating Tyler.
You have a nickname?
His friends were really into it. Well, like my family and everyone like close to me calls me Shanny.
Okay.
So that's like my, like if you're trying to get a hold of me quickly, it's Shanny.
Then
like,
you'll look.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah.
Because there's so many Chantels in the room. But no, when I started dating Tyler, he had some friends that they were like loved giving me nicknames. But I liked it too because it felt like I was a part of something.
Right.
So one of them was like Chantelope, Chandelier.
Yeah.
Chantrell.
Oh, you had a lot.
Chantrell mix.
Different every time?
Different every
when
time.
When they saw you, they would just come up with a new one?
Just a different one. Yeah.
I got no. I had none. So like, do you have a nickname that someone gave you that you didn't like? 844-649-1051. We asked this a few minutes ago. This text says, I hated the nickname Frizz. I had long hair as a teen, and any humidity, it would turn into a ball of frizz.
Oh, that is mean.
What was the name of the school bus? The magic, wasn't that Miss
Frizzle?
Miss Frizzle. She had frizzy hair.
Yeah, then call her Miss Frizzle because she's at least cool.
I don't think that's a better nickname than Frizz.
I think it is.
Oh, this one's worse. I was a bedwetter until the age of 11.
Me too. Just kidding.
I'm
not kidding.
I was called Soggy Sheets
no!
to friends growing up. Oh!
No! Why did your friends know? Oh, sleepovers,
probably to 11.
I was a bedwetter until I was probably like 10.
I'm going to call you Soggy Sheets for now.
Do
on.
Not.
Congratulations.
No, no. But it's so funny because I fear for Boone.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, bud, like it's in your DNA. He also gets like bloody noses all the time, and I get bloody noses all the time. And I'm like, oh no, you're going to definitely be a bedwetter.
You're watching him do all the things you used to do.
It's weird.
Nicknames you had that you didn't like. My mother named me Sharon, and later started wishing that she had named me Sherry. So she started calling me Sherry, and my friends and relatives call me Sherry. I had no idea my name was Sharon until I started school and heard my mother giving my name to someone over the phone.
And she's like, who's that?
It's like, Sharon's my name? So Sherry is my nickname, and I hate it. They actually like the name Sharon.
Aww,
but it's too late. Everyone,
it's too late. Yeah.
And my name is Patricia, but people call me Patty. I hate it. It sounds like a child's name.
Well, it's like Peppermint Patty.
Yeah, you get a lot of that.
I have a lot of friends that they go by their middle names, and it always threw me off. I'm like, but why don't you go by your first name?
I don't know.
And then they tried to switch, like, from junior high to high school, and I'm like, you can't switch.
I have radio friends with two names, a lot of radio friends with different names, first names, and it's so confused. I'm not smart enough. I actually had a program director who wanted me to have a different name.
Really? And,
yeah, when we were on the country station, when I first got there.
He was like, you can't be John.
No, what was the name they gave me? Zach Evans. I got a radio, and the program director at the time, he's not in this market anymore, he's like, you know, we've got to change your name, and we're going to go ahead and call you Zach Evans from now on, and that's, you know, you'll be Zach Evans in the afternoon.
What?
And I went for 6 months with the name Zach Evans, and I hated it, because we'd go to broadcasts, and I'd have to, like, introduce myself, but I would never do it right. I'm not smart enough.
Why can't you? What?
Yeah.
Is that, like, an old-school radio thing?
I think so.
Because why would you not go by your name?
I just felt like it was so fake.
It is, and the whole thing is like...
We want to be real.
Real.
Yeah. I couldn't do it.
That's weird. And well, I'm glad you didn't.
Me too.
Could you imagine if right now I was just learning that your name was John?
Like my name has always been Zach for all these years?
Confession Wednesday, Chantel. I know we've known each other for 7 years. However, my name is actually John.
It would change everything. It would change everything.
I wouldn't know to trust you.
What's the nickname that you had or you have that you don't like? Honestly, it just started because I was watching The Big Bang Theory. Jen and I have been binging it on Netflix. And Howard, one of the characters, he goes and becomes an astronaut. And he wanted the nickname Rocket Man, but he ended up with the nickname Fruit Loops. And he hates it.
It's amazing.
So what's yours? This text says, it was shortly after I dyed my hair blonde, some guy said, hey, Beetlejuice. I had to ask Jeeves who Beetlejuice was. So
yeah.
There's a lot of old references.
Beetlejuice had green hair.
Me too. Or like white hair. I don't know. I'd have to look it back up.
Yeah.
Stinky. I never took my football gear home and the smell got bad.
Aww.
My teammate started calling me it. I graduated 10 years ago. My friends still call me Stinky. It's time for everyone to move on.
Yeah.
Can we get over it? Okay. We're done with this.
We're done. It's not funny anymore. Beetlejuice does have like a really bad bleach job hair.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
I wonder that person who texts in who's Soggy Sheets if you still have that nickname too. From the old friends.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, like the ones you hate?
I mean, people in high school back in Texas used to call me the name of my like religion nickname.
Oh, right.
They're like, oh, hey.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And I'm like, what?
That was your nickname?
Yeah, so it'd be like, oh, hey, Baptist. But, like, I'm not Baptist.
Right,
but you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I'm like, who does that? Or, like...
It's so random.
Yeah, like, so I lived in Texas, but I was born in Kansas.
Uh-huh.
I know, did I blow your mind?
You did.
And people in Texas would call me Kansas, and I was like, no, I am a Texan.
And you sure claim to be a Texan, tell you that much.
Yeah, I'm a Texas transplant.
I'm Jennifer, and I have red hair. When the Harry Potter movie came out, people started calling me, Ginny.
Ginny, yeah.
And I hate it. I don't even like those movies. Ugh. Named after someone you don't even like.
Can we just, like, stop assuming that everyone likes Harry Potter? Can we, please?
This was years ago, but I'm Catherine. My nickname was Kathy. I hated it because those Kathy comics. Okay, kids, sit down. Let me explain to you something. There used to be this thing called newspapers. And on Sundays and every day, you'd open it up and you'd get comics within the newspaper.
Okay, here's the thing.
Wait, you have a Kathy story?
Yes, because my favorite movie in high school was Hot Rod. And growing up, there was the girl he liked. Her name was Kathy. Uh-huh. And he's like, oh, Kathy. And we always used to say that. And I always wish I had a friend named Kathy.
Well, here you
now
go.
I do.
The text goes, do you remember them? We do. But the nickname stuck, and people would buy me Kathy comic memorabilia for my birthday. It was awful.
Oh, my gosh.
My family called me Boo growing up because when I was a kid, I couldn't say my name, Brent. The problem is they still call me Boo, and I'm 34.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. I have a friend that his name is James.
Okay.
But he's always gone by Buddy. And I don't think that's his legal name even at all.
Probably just like Boo.
Yeah.
Boo here.
I think it's just like he's always Radley. Went by Buddy.
You know, on Fridays on our show, we do something called Chantel's Roses. And if you've missed it, you can go back and listen on our podcast. Just go to mix1051utah.com. Our podcasts are there. Or, you know, wherever you go to listen to your other shows, search for John and Chantel. You'll find us as well. Look for roses. And the way we catch the cheaters is we offer roses to a person and we see who they want to send them to.
Yes.
And that's how it works. Love for you to listen to it and join us on Friday at 7:30 when we have a new one. Well, this guy definitely would have been caught by roses. This guy is 39 years old. He's from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
He managed to get into a relationship with 35 different women at the same time.
What? How? That's more days than more girls right. than days of the month.
Here's how it kind of happened. He would sell shower products door to door. Bubba must have been good looking. I don't have a photo of him.
Yeah, I wonder if he was like the guy from the Crazy Rich Asian movie.
Oh yeah,
he was a stud.
Because he would sell shower products door to door for like this MLM that he was a part of,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't seem like he was in this for any kind of like companionship, physical or emotional companionship.
Yeah,
it seems like he did this because he enjoyed receiving presents from people.
Oh.
Go with me.
Okay.
He would tell each girlfriend that his birthday was on a different date. So he would get like gifts and flowers and things sent to him because they would be like, oh, it's your birthday. And they would take him out to dinner.
What?
I know. His scam blew up in February. A few of his girlfriends found out about each other. And when they started tracking him down, more women who thought they were in this relationship started going, hey, I was part of this too. And the number got up to 35.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm looking at the story. His scam didn't even make him that much cash. For all the work he put in, which included, you know, keeping track of all the women, all the lies, he actually had an Excel spreadsheet.
Oh my gosh. To keep track of their conversations?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, you have to at 35.
That is a sick person.
I would say it's a cry for help.
It's a cry, yes, beyond.
He only took down about $1,400 in presents after all that.
Huh.
To me, I'm like, eh. That's a lot. No. Too much stress,
too
right?
Much, yes.
Often on the show, Chantel and I will give, I would say, TV recommendations.
Yeah, because we watch all the best shows.
We try to, at least, and we share our opinions. And it turns out people are not taking our recommendations at all. There's a new survey that's out there on like who you trust for TV show recommendations.
And we're not on there?
Would you consider us an influencer? I guess.
I would say no because I only have 2,000 followers.
Okay, so we're not even influencing people.
No.
Well, that's the bottom of the list. So celebrities or influencers?
I'd say I'm more of a celebrity.
Oh,
I'm a local.
Yes. Okay, you're right.
Local celebrity.
People will choose a critic's opinion over our opinion. They'll trust.
The critics are dumb. Don't trust them.
Listen, we used to have a movie reviewer for years. I love him, Luke Hickman.
Oh, yeah. I trust him.
No, he gave some of the worst ideas for movies. I used to tell him every week when he came in how bad his recommendations were. Because he'd be like, oh,
Luke, you
should go watch Hansel and Gretel. And it was like the worst movie ever.
Yeah, that's true because he's too like movie smart.
He cared too much about like the cinematic universe. And I'm just like, I just want to be entertained.
Yeah, I just want to be entertained.
I want to check out for two hours.
That's why I give the best recommendations because I look at everything on surface value.
If you ever meet someone at a party, would you just take their recommendation?
Yeah. Probably.
Really? Because most people still, acquaintances is right there with critics and celebrities as I'm not going to do that.
Hmm.
Co-workers, maybe. But it doesn't seem like even co-workers.
I'd take your recommendations.
Well, we have very similar
values in movie.
I told you, I recommended the movie Palm Springs to my buddy. He hated it.
And I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But I had already, like, we essentially recommended the movie to each other without knowing it.
No, we had seen it already.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a few things we will listen to for TV show recommendations. Streaming platform algorithms. You're going to trust the computer for knowing you better than a friend.
Well, let me tell you, Netflix suggested movies suck. They don't do well for me. Have you seen the new feature where you just click play something?
No. It's like Netflix? Roulette. It's like search roulette.
Uh-huh. You just click play something and it'll pick for you based on your watches.
Oh, I gotta do that.
And it's always not good.
It's bad.
It's like they're just trying to get views up.
You know how they have that top 10 thing on Netflix? Yeah. Like what everyone's watching?
Cocomelon is on the top 10 right now. Can we talk about this?
It's like the longest running.
It's so dumb. Why is it on the top 10?
Parents just turn it on.
Ugh.
Casual friends, significant others, close family members, and the number one person we'll look to for a TV show recommendation, close friends. Like your closest of close friends.
That's who you're looking for.
That does it for us. Have a great and safe Wednesday. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow. Monroe is up next, and Dylan has tickets to Lagoon coming up at 3 o'clock. Bye-bye.